Finally today, a word about the word of the year as defined by the Oxford Dictionaries. It's a word that's risen to new prominence, and the word is selfie. The Oxford people define it as, quote, a photograph that one has taken of oneself, typically one taken with a smartphone or webcam and uploaded to a social media website, unquote. Since the announcement, people have been going selfie crazy on Twitter and Facebook. So we wanted to talk more about that. So we've called Kate Myers, NPR's social media project manager. Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks,
once
Michelle.
Again. So how did the word start? Do you remember?
Selfie, according to the Oxford Dictionary, came around 2002, I think, on the internet as sort of a self-deprecating way to say, here I am and here I am in the rest of the world.
No, I think some people think it's rude. Like it has an association with some rather untoward pictures that some have taken, particularly people in the public view who are giving a little bit more of a public view than perhaps many of us would want. And former Congressman Anthony Weiner comes to mind. But is that kind of the norm, or is it really most people aren't taking pictures of their underwear and whatever?
Luckily for us, most people are not taking such infamous pictures. Selfies are just a way to show that you are part of the world. So here I am, and the world is more interesting because I'm in it. Before, photographs and portraiture were only limited to a certain number of people. Now, everybody has a camera in their pocket. Almost everyone has a camera in their pocket all the time. So you can take a picture of yourself doing any number of different things. So it's a natural extension of an impulse we've had.
Have you noticed any kind of, well, you know, it's true. I mean, the Oxford Dictionaries people do make the point that self-portraiture has been around forever, and that this is something that, you know, the wealthy used to do to mm-hmm. kind of show that they had arrived. They would commission portraits, or painters would make portraits of themselves. Photographers, artists have mm-hmm. always made, you know, art of themselves, probably often because they couldn't afford to pay, you know, models.
Well, right? Exactly. That was one of the reasons that Van Gogh was such a great self-portrait artist, because he didn't have the money to pay models to actually model for him. The other thing that you saw a large rise of self-portraiture in the Renaissance because mirrors came up. So now you could see yourself and actually depict yourself out to the world.
Have you noticed a trend in the kinds of pictures people like to send? For example, we were trying to coax one of our colleagues into posting a selfie, and he said, nah, that's not a guy thing. Do you agree?
There's definitely some gender ways that you can look at selfies from a gendered lens and have an ability for a woman to say, I am going to put myself out there versus seeing myself through the lens of a man.
Are there any surprising selfies that you've come across?
I certainly think the last few days have certainly covered a lot of those in the news. You've seen the selfie of the Pope, the Obamas in the White House, lots of celebrity selfies.
Can we get through this conversation without mentioning Kim Kardashian? Can we? Can
I don't actually. Probably not. I think that we're contractually required as soon as we start talking about selfies to talk about
Kim Kardashians and her images pre-baby, especially, you know, post-baby. Yes.
It is a great way for someone to, especially someone who is photographed a lot by people, not themselves, to say, here I am and I am putting myself out into the world in the way that I see myself.
And finally, why do we spell it I-E instead of Y?
The Oxford English Dictionary pointed out that they believe that it has originally, this spelling of selfie came out from Australia, that they originally sourced it to a 2002 message board posting. But the I-E ending is something that is common in Australian slang. Also, now you've seen it be a little bit self-deprecating. When you're talking about taking a selfie, selfie connotes that it's a throwaway and
kind of a kinder, gentler self-portrait.
Exactly.
Thanks, Kate. Kate Myers is NPR's social media project manager, and some of us here at Tell Me More have posted our own selfies. Just go to npr.org/tellmemore to check them out. And while you're there, tell us who made the most famous selfie in history. Vincent van Gogh, Frida Kahlo, Romare Bearden. Tell us. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.